Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling like this.
Baby, 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 baby
your eyes.
I know why.
Because your kisses make my lips quiver. And when you're touching, my whole body shivers. Now I can see how another lie could have the power to take over my green earth. You don't know what you've done to me. I never thought I'd need you desperately. It's kinda sick how I'm stuck on you, but I don't care cause I'm needing you. And how I feel will remain the same, cause you're my baby. And when the world starts to stress me out, it's to you, boy, without a doubt.
You're the one
who keeps me sane and I can't complain. The drug, you relieve my pain. You're like the blood flowing through my veins. Keep me alive and feeding my brain. Now this is how another human life could have the power to take over my
baby. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra. This is Pixie Radio, a surreal entertainment network sponsored by Raw Link. Why the average when you can be raw? I always got my Raw Link on. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press that 1 to participate. I'd love you to. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am in a different location, so if you should happen to hear birds or a dog or a baby, it just can't be helped. I just enjoy the sounds of nature. Like I said, this is Poetic Therapy. This is a place where you can relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. So whatever you got on your mind, bring it on in here to me, and we can talk about it. We can spit about it. You know, just bring it. I'm going to start you off with a piece I wrote a while ago. Some of y'all may have heard this before. Some of you may not. But I'm going to spit it for you anyway. This is called Poetic Senses. He speaks and teases my poetic senses, that wordplay with syllables through similes, creating his offering of soliloquies so stimulating, striking each of my nerves as he's running his fingers across the as if he's running his fingers across a keyboard with precision by heart and a deliberate purpose. He has my attention because I swear I've known these words in another life. Wonder if he know what it does to me, that exquisite delivery of enunciation so eloquently phrased. He speaks and teases my poetic senses, activating the neurons of my nerves. The sapio in me is tingly. It's deep, giving me inspiration through a desire to define my understanding of his poetry. Being held in amazement at him almost has me in disbelief of a feeling so good. But I feel what I believe, and I believe in him because he speaks and teases my poetic senses. I've never made love to a poet, but his words and metaphors give my vibrations visuals that I am. He touches me without touching me. I wonder what touches him when he speaks and teases my poetic senses. Fell in love with poetry long before he stimulated me, but I can't deny what he's awakened by lifting my rapture with intellectual arousal. It's beautiful energy laving the filthiest corners of my mind with graceful wordplay and no damage done. Now I want to make love because he's spoken and teased my poetic senses. Yes, that piece. I hope you enjoyed that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to open up this first microphone to my diva, my sexy, sultry voice co-host of the Erotic Love Zone and a very, very good friend of mine. This is Ms. VIP.
Unmuted.
Hey, Diva.
Hello.
Hey, Diva.
Hello, Diva. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there.
I'm good. I'm hanging in there.
Good. Yeah, good.
Trying to make it
through.
Trying to make it
I'm still in that mode.
I'm still in that mode.
I'm up there with birds.
I'm up there with birds.
My son was trying to call me while I was spitting my piece.
Well, I was
and he knows my show started already,
but
you know,
already, but
Mm-hmm. He's just going to have to call his stepson upstairs.
There you go.
How you doing tonight, Diva?
How you doing tonight, Diva?
You know what? I'm good. Spent all day with the parentals.
But I'm good now.
I'm in chill mode now. I'm so glad to be, you know, here tonight. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Y'all have to excuse my echo.
That cannot be helped.
Sometimes Blog Talk does that to certain devices that we use.
Absolutely. Yes, they do.
Bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me.
No problem.
So, Diva,
so,
I want to know.
Yes, ma'am.
Does everybody else?
What did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, this is New Ink, and I think I'm just going to call this My Vibe.
Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. My vibe at times is full of strife, but I keep going, keep pushing in this thing called life. I can't look through rose-colored glasses and make allowances for those who act like total asses, full of disrespect, not caring about life, only attitudes, fighting, shooting to kill. What kind of life is that? Does this give people a thrill? Then if it happens to one in their family, retaliation, revenge is the first thing they think of. People make the world go round. I guess in the way of checks and balances, it's life and death every day. But there are some who are good. They're mentors, volunteers, coaches, real Samaritans who still believe the world is a positive, beautiful place to live. Nothing is wrong with the world. It's the people in it. Yet we are faced with environmental issues, global warming that leads to weird weather around the world, then using natural resources that are now taking more time to replace. Look at the forests. No trees left. Buildings are being erected faster than ever because people want to relocate to a state where the living is easier. Even the rich are poor in spirit due to their greed. The ones who don't have much appreciate life as it is, like me. Yet with spirit, I have all I need, and that's that peace.
Oh, Diva. I love that it is, oh man. Wow.
Thank you,
I wish I didn't have this echo. I can actually give you more commentary.
I'm going to try and work on my device.
I'm going to have to send you over here because Roberto is waiting on you anyway. Getting on my nerves.
Yes. Yeah, he knows I'm coming. I'm good. We good tonight. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic, Diva.
One love, one mic, Diva.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was my Diva, Ms. VIP. Ooh. Okay, so seems as though the echo is gone now. So I'm going to go into this next caller. Now, y'all have to forgive me because I'm unprepared. I thought I would be back with my, in my domicile, but I'm in somebody else's, so I don't have my book up with my call log in and numbers. I don't know anybody's number, so when I say your area code, please just tell me who you are. I'm going to open up this next microphone. Hey, to area code 615, who do we have on the mic?
I was hoping that you would say my name in the echo. It's C-double-30.
You want to hear it over again and again and again.
Yes, I did.
I hear you.
I also wanted to hear you say poetic senses again.
Oh, my. Poetic senses? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the fragrance by La Perla Negra. Oh, the smell of her.
Oh, my goodness. My, my, my. Ooh, yeah. And I'm over here having a hot flash too, Lord.
Well,
welcome
you
to
picked the wrong one to, you picked the wrong one to turn up the heat on.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm going to try not to do that because this is not the erotic love zone. This is actually poetic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm going to try to keep it on a medium level. How about that?
That's a word, medium.
That's for me, it is, I mean, to say a medium smolder. How about that?
Yeah. I get it. I'll stick with medium.
Okay. That'll work.
Yeah. It's been a tough few days for me because the music part with the software and everything else I'm not having access to for right now. Uh-oh. Don't have the money to fix that right now. It's half of me. So right now I'm just writing the poetry until something big happens and then I'll be back with that.
Okay. Well, you know, it be like that sometimes, honey. Make it do what it do. You know, and that's all we can do.
Yes, indeed. How have you been?
I have been worn out by this 2-month-old infant.
Okay.
But I love it, my gosh. So I'm blessed beyond measure, and I'm peaceful with it. I love it. Now, I couldn't do it again myself, okay? Because that's the good thing about having grandbabies. You can send them home or you can return them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get that break. To have your own 24/7 child, please. I think I'll go run away.
I feel that. So I meant to tell you, congratulations on being a grandmother.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I am so enjoying him, and he's a cutie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. He got an attitude, though. He got mad at me today because I was taking too long to change his temper and give him a bottle. Boy.
He's ready to go.
He looked at me. When I finally got that bottle to him, he looked at me like, it took you long now enough. Don't do it no more. Don't look at me like that, boy. He's a sweetheart. He really is. I so enjoy my grandbaby. And, you know, it's a different level of love that you feel and that you're overwhelmed with. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
God. So, now, True Devil 34 Music. It's been a long time since I said your whole name. It has such a nice ring to it. What did you bring for us to listen to? Because I know you came on here with something. You didn't just come to just talk to me about your day. You came to
even though you like
my
me
ears.
When I do that.
Oh, of course. Either way, I like you.
I know you do. Okay. This piece I wrote this morning, is called Indoctrinated.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. You taught me from a curriculum to keep me enslaved in your system. Abominations that sparks the hate from God that I was tricked into. You messed and tinkered with impressionable minds. Your acts were borderline criminal. Teaching was sinful, despicable, and ridiculous in order to remain citizens in this wicked world. You've imprisoned us and made us simpletons craving sexual proclivities since 6 years old. Teaching us love from bedroom perspectives, algebraic equations, so in the clubs we pledge to, we're accepted. Making symbolic gestures as we all look like court jesters at the colleges we're attending, only to be taken advantage by professors. educated by test scores as to who would make the best whores, as we're labeled professionals while psychiatrists prescribe medicines for our headache pain. Slavery is indentured servitude as we grow saber-toothed. We're in debt to the red, white, and blue while in kindergarten, pledge allegiance to one nation under God, who's Baphomet, who's a prop bet in Vegas. After you got your college degree, you dropped it like it's hot at the strip club on unsanitary poles, then got on OnlyFans, then got into porn to feed your kids who's alone at home. Babysitter is a predator, and your children are dead by 10. But money is what generates. In God we trust, in the New World Order state. Made a virus to die from or suddenly kill someone by race, put it on the news to create massive rage you manipulate. Find preachers who will meditate and mediate, getting paid by the government and illuminated bricklayers to mingle with celebrities while promoting prosperity instead of what the Lord says. Let organizations calling those straight by choice haters and those who didn't take the mark violators, and they're shameful. This is the school you made, and we're all in the matrix. The 1% who owns everything manipulate our senses, making tracks, trapping us by making tricks. Pagans are celebrating, asking, are you not entertained yet? They want us depopulated like Michael in the hyperbolic chamber, or Prince drugged in the elevator, Whitney in the tub, or Cobain shot. Ask how much fame costs when you glaze your heart with steak sauce. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this, but game on. Escape these schools while you can, and examine your faith walk. That's that piece.
Yo! Wow. We're still super political tonight. Okay, all right. Dope conscious piece, man. You know what? You always have this way of spitting mess. For one, let me start with the tone of your voice. You being a baritone, okay, it's a very, very, it's one of those things that pulls a woman in. Secondly, usually you play and you with the song titles and the titles of TV shows and movies and bring a lot of nostalgia to your piece. That's another thing that I appreciate about your poetry. But when you do something like this, that's a little bit more conscious, that gives me a different perspective on just life, period. And I really, really like it when you switch it up like that. And that was a very, very decent piece. And I thank you for that. Yeah.
You're very welcome. All right. I'm glad somebody gets something out of this.
I always get something out of your pieces, man. It's stuck. Always, guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set you over there in therapist's office. I believe my diva is over there with, I forgot the man's name, Fernando, Bernardo, Roberto. That's his name.
Rico's father.
I hired the man. I hired the man and can't even remember the damn name. But you can go next door. We have a new female therapist, and I haven't really been introduced to her yet, so I can't even give you her name. But from what I hear, she's very, very good at what she does, and she's very nice. So why don't you go on over there and knock on her door? She's waiting for some patients to come in there and unload some stress.
And I'm glad I can save 5 cents.
That'll work.
Because my last psychiatrist held the football, took it up. I had to fly. She kept asking how long have I had this problem. So I'm glad I'm dealing with somebody new. Thank you.
Oh, my Lord. All right. See, double. Thank you.
One love, one mic. All
right.
Don't know who to trust is the sign of the times. I call it night till we all go blind. Cool to the touch, so cold inside. Can you read between the lines? Cause we're going back and forth, going back and forth. And I'm a fool, takes one to know one. We running round in circles, running circles, yeah. I just want the truth, but you won't tell me. I take it all to heart, even if it kills me. We running round in circles, running circles, yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is Poetic Therapy, and I'm your host, La Perla Negra. Before I continue, I'd like to send out a big shout-out to Epiphany, CEO, and he is the CEO also of Raw Link, and a very, very good friend of mine. Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Now, what I'm going to do is, it seems I got another caller coming in here, so I'm going to open up this microphone and see who we got in here. We got area code 973. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, Diva. It's me, Rena.
Hey, Diva. Hey, what's up, Queen Simmons? How you doing?
Everything is everything. I'm doing all right. Just getting in, trying to see what the vibe is tonight, trying to catch your energy. How's everything going over there?
I'm trying to hold it down. It's getting a little chaotic because the animals is waking up and the baby's being stirred just a tiny bit. So,
oh, man.
I'm trying to hold it down.
Oh,
if you
goodness.
Could hold on 1 second, Queen, give me 1 second, please.
Sure, no problem.
All right, Eva, I am so sorry. I'm back. She's still with me.
I understand. I understand. I'm here.
I'm on grandma's duty. So, and that is the dog in the background that you hear as well. Child, birds, dogs, babies.
Just nature won't let you be great tonight, huh?
Oh, child, they're all over the place. They're all over the place.
Okay.
Girl. Okay, so you were saying, how was your day, love?
It was pretty good. I was on GMI duty today as well. We ended up at the trampoline park, and my daughter had track and field today. So I've been out in these streets, so to speak.
I hear you. Okay.
But everything is everything.
That's what's up. I think kids were given to us to keep us going.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know what I mean? So we just don't give up and stop. I believe that's what their purpose is, honestly.
That is true. Continuity, absolutely. I totally agree
with
that. And in every phase that they go through is a different phase for us to go through as well. You just got to roll with the punches, you know?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I want you to go ahead and get into your piece because I got to tend to this little one stirring around in his bassinet.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called The Black Cats. And I thought about doing this one because I don't know, poetic therapy, and it's a little therapeutic to put into words. The feeling of overwhelm that I've been feeling lately. I'm just trying to, let me see. Okay, I'm ready. The Black Cats. What you doing, girl? I want to say nothing. It's not like I'm sitting in my car being self-destructive or awaiting motivation that's never coming. I know I should be up doing something, cleaning something or greeting someone, solving all life's big conundrums, pouring into the wells I come from, mending all that's come undone, filtering all that comes downstream. Nothing bad should get past me. I'm the holder of so many seats that sitting seems a luxury. Hey, queen. How you doing? I want to see fine or some epithet to pass the time, but I'm feeling like a ball of rage that burns below my rib cage for all the things I've overlooked, for every loss I ever took. I want to slap her in her face for making me feel out of place, and I want to squish him like a grape. Instead, he gets away with rape. But got enough on my plate, and it's unladylike to unpack my hate. It doesn't matter anyway. I got mad stuff to do today. Wait, Dan, what was I saying? Yeah, I'm fine. Don't mind me. I just lost my mind. Mommy, are you okay? Yes, of course. It's a waste to contemplate divorce. A good mother knows it wouldn't be right to consider running away in the dead of the night. At least not for good. That wouldn't be nice. Just an arbitrary length of time to decide if it's his life or mine. But let's read a story. Bake a pie, get lost inside your child like mine. Let's play house. Let's pretend we like this cage we're all trapped in. Mommy shouldn't let it slip. There's a reason I put up with this.
Your happiness, my sacrifice. He pays the bills, comes home at night. The rest is fine. I'm fine. Good night. They spread for bed bugs. They won't bite. I look in the mirror, but not at my reflection. I break it down into little sections. I wash my face and brush my teeth, but avoid the eyes looking back at me. If I asked her how she really felt, my resolve would all but melt. She'd ask, when have you checked on you? And there is just too much to do. I assure myself I don't have time to find out if I'm doing fine or feeling fine. Not really fine. I mean, I know I'll be all right. God's on my side. I'll toe the line. And since she won't answer questions that I won't ask, I won't see through the looking glass. She won't give the thought fighter run a voice, and I'll never have to make a choice. I'll snuggle dulled in my complacency as long as I never have to look at me. Oh, me? Don't worry. I'm doing just fine. If you'll excuse me, I've got to go lose my mind. I'm anxious to see what's left behind. And that's that piece.
Yo. You always saying it, girl. Did you say you was anxious to lose your mind?
Yes, I am. You know,
wow.
At some point, yeah. All of the duty that's holding you together, you got to let go of it and see what you can become.
Girl.
You know, you're so lost in the roles that you get so lost in the roles that we play that we forget that we were meant to do something individually as well. You know, at least that's what I've experienced. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where that came from.
You know what? We all got to be just a little bit crazy to get along in this
right.
world. I think she ain't said that. You know? We're never going to survive
right.
if we don't just a little bit crazy. So, I like that piece, girl. That's what's up.
Thank you.
You know I'm a big fan.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Wait, before you run off, can you tell everybody what you got going on in the Epiphany universe and the poetry world outside of Epiphany? What's going on?
Gladly. So I am the Queen and King in Queen's Quarters. Our show airs on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Here on Epiphany Radio. And this week our topic is people, places, and things. You know, a king likes to leave the conversation open for different perspectives. So whatever your perspective on people, places, and things, bring that to the mic on Monday night, 9 p.m. here on Epiphany Radio Universe. And also on Tuesdays, we have an event on the Poetry Corner where we have a virtual open mic, same topic, people, places, and things, where we get to see your beautiful faces as you spit your pieces. If you'd be interested in joining us, just reach out to King Atterbury on Facebook or Instagram, or reach out to myself at Stillzwina on Instagram or Edwina Simmons on Facebook. Back to you.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is Queen Simmons in the building, and I'm getting ready to send you over there to the therapist's office. I don't know which one is open. I think my diva may be done in Roberto's office, but you're going over there and see. All right.
My
all
pleasure.
Right, diva. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Queen Simmons, the co-host of King and Queen's Quarters and also a host of, what is it, Let's Talk Poetry Corner. Yeah, I got another poet up in here. I'll open up his microphone. Y'all coming through now. Goodness. All right. Let's see who we got on the mic now. Area code 747. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, what's going on? Feel the vibe.
Hey. You want to tell everybody who you are?
I am anyone you like me to be. But my name is Rob, Djembe Poet Morrow. A.K.A. Pookie, A.K.A. The Equalizer, A.K.A. the dopest feel the vibe, brother, on the planet.
Wow.
What's going on?
All right, that's what's up. I can deal with that. I only got one AKA, and that's La Perla Negra. That's it.
Yeah, well, I was once a part of Epiphany, and they gave me two different different labels, so I had to roll with that. So, hey, it is what it is.
I can believe it. I believe it. Okay, well, you know what, since you went there, yeah, I've been given another AKA, Miss Pearly, as well. So, yeah.
Pearly's cool, yeah. But La Pearl and the Negra, that is, you know, like I said, that is so sensual. And everything, I'm telling you, you can read a, like I told you last night, you can read a Stephen King horror movie and make it sound sexy. Damn. You just.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate that. I really do. Well, how was your day today?
Very slow. You know, I'm just here chilling in my house with my dog for right now, and probably gonna. But tomorrow, I'm gonna go see my daughter, hang out with her because today actually is her birthday. Born on this day, May 14th, 1999.
Yeah.
She's a freaking Taurus.
Well, and you know what? I like Taurus. I think they're cool. I really do. You know, I have twin sisters that are Taurians, and one of my very closest friends is a Taurus. I dig Taurus. They're pretty cool. They're very family-oriented, you know, but they're very, very driven as well.
Yeah, very, very, very family-oriented and very stubborn. And trust me, my baby can be very stubborn sometimes, but I love her all the way, all the way. So.
Oh, yeah. You ain't never lied about that, honey. They can be super, super stubborn. I think they might be the most stubborn sign in the zodiac, honestly. But
I just think they Yeah. I'm agreeing with you. I definitely agree with you.
Okay. That's the fact. But we are very, very interested to know what it is you brought for us to listen to tonight.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and give you a little sample of how I roll, being connected with the ancestors and my people through the use of the drum. And the word of the poem. Here we go.
We can really treat it, y'all. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Heaven, where heavenly bodies, minds, and souls is some kind of wonderful, representing different hues, color code consciousness, powers with the people, manifestation of victory, manifestation of greatness, manifestation of pride, glaring unto many faces, resembling mine and smiling each time as the drum calls. Even there unified, dunes and djembes, expression of the all. It's just another day, many ages dance and play, a community celebration. We made it, y'all. No facade. It's a legitimate emancipation. Back to independence, back to love. Papa stone room with his dependents, the caretaker and provider and protector of his queen. Black Business Excellence Jubilee Economic Rewards, making wise investments a beautiful sight to see. Defeating enemies, white supremacists, black Sambo, sellout Negroes have no part nor their religion. Anointed ones within, not from above, activating true spiritual wisdom, corrupt killer cops move from our block, replaced with 50 shades of melanin loaded and locked. We all breathe, we all matter because we're black and we are alive. Witnessing bondings of tribes from different sects, claiming brotherly love, letting afros grow, locks extended, shiny bald head pouring libation for those who have ascended to the realm of divine royalty. And call it what you want, black, African-American, aboriginal, African-American Moors overstood our roots run deep to the core. We are people, a mighty race, rose up and conquered, mastered the obstacles, darkened the planet once again, reclaiming our rightful place. Black love flourishing, no butter business, no bed winching, complicit in our ancestors' wishes, finishing the job, completing the mission, yes! Heaven, African heaven is here. In peace.
Wow. You know what? That drum is special because I feel it. It's something about the rhythm, something about the pounding on it, just the sound of it, the vibrations that come from it, and I feel connected to it. I really do. Not all percussion, not all drums do that to me, but you got some skills there, and I like it a lot. And then the piece on top of it, wow, you know what? You are, I don't, wow. You're pretty dope, man. Pretty dope. I love the piece.
Thank you.
I love, and I'm grateful that you've been coming through like you have, you know, because it's like you said, you've been out of, you've been fell back for a minute, and now you're back in action, and I'm grateful. I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you even more. I really am. Dope piece. Very dope piece. And thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And, it's all about, it's really, since I've been coming back, actually I've been listening to the archives of my old show, Wednesday Night Vibe, and it's like, it's interesting hearing something that, you really didn't take into consideration how good it was until you actually listened to it. And trust me, I'm listening to all these archives, and I'm sitting here cracking up and laughing and stuff, and it's getting to the point I might consider bringing it back. So, yeah, And I think that definitely fires within me of poetry and just, just going through all the emotions of what I liked and what I didn't like, and I recognize that there's, specifically with, the vibe, there are a lot of things that were great, and I have a tendency to focus on what I didn't like, I didn't like about certain poets and certain poetry venues, but the positive thing outweighs anything negative, so, and I thank you, and I thank Khalil for that, because he gave me my shot, he gave me the opportunity to allow me to express my talent, even though subconsciously, I just think I didn't have it. But you knew there was something there. So thank you for that, for real. And thank you, Hurricane and Sister Taraji, for, not letting me hang up my attention. So but thank you for tipping me overall. So really beautiful.
That's what's up. Yeah. Thank you. All right, I'm going to usher you over there to the therapist's office, and you go on in there and sit
down. Can I play my drum in the therapy office, or I have to be quiet?
No. Go ahead over there. If that's therapeutic for you, by all means, please do so. All right.
Thank you. Ready,
y'all. All right. What love was Mike.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rob Poetry Morrow. He's a dope poet. Uh-oh. Here we go. I'm going to open up this next line. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Give me a little bit of time here. Let me play another song real quick, and then we'll come right back to you. All right? I'll be right back. Gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, Pearl Negra, and this is Epiphany Radio, the Free Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, press 1 to participate. Engage me. I'd love you to. I'm going to open up this next microphone to the person that is responsible for this platform. Because without him, there would be no us. We got the CEO of Epiphany Radio, For Real, the Poet, Douglas. How you doing, For Real?
Baby, baby, what it do, what it do. Take your socks off, baby. What's up, Miss Pearly? Hi, Danielle. Darnell.
Don't make me laugh too loud. Wake up the baby. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something. I took my socks off last night. And once I got in the shower, I ain't put them back on. I done had flip-flops on all day long, had my fitty toes out with my toe ring and everything. I just couldn't put my feet up, because, you know.
I know what you mean. Hey, I know what you mean, baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm just relaxing before I head on into the plantation to pick that cotton. I'm just feeling good, you know. It feels good to feel that vibe, you know what I'm saying? To feel that vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Rob Poetry Tomorrow was doing his things with the drums. The drums, you know, they overtook me for a little minute. You know, when I'm calling into these shows, y'all always got to act on before me that is phenomenal. And it's like, you know, I'm like, damn, you know. Them drums had me going, girl. I was like, la 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 la, baby, 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 I was into that. I was, you know, I was feeling my African shit. You know,
that's what I'm talking
about.
Them
drums really do. They really do play a part in who we are as a people. You know what I'm saying? I strongly believe that. I've always believed that the sound of drums, percussions, instruments, period. But more than anything, the drums. You know, they play a very large part in who we are as a people. You know?
Absolutely, you are so right, and that's what I was trying to tell them. You know, they made me feel a certain kind of way, and you can't help but.
Yeah,
your body when you hear them, and it's spiritual. It's not just an audio thing. It's spiritual. We are connected to those drums, and I think that's why they move like this.
Yeah, I could feel it in my bones when you slap that skin. It do something to you. You know, it kind of reminds me of the skit that David Chappelle had on his show.
Mm-hmm.
When he played a certain type of music to a certain group of people, how they responded to it. He said, I don't know if you remember this. He played some rhythms and blues music, and the black people danced to it. You know, he played some Latin music, mm-hmm. and the Latins danced to it in the barbershop or something like that. He played some rock and roll, and the Caucasians started flipping their hair around. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it is with the drums. With the drums, it hits me to my core, you know?
Oh, yes.
It hits me to my core, and I felt like getting naked, but I just got dressed so I can go to work. I felt like getting naked, you know, down to my skippies. I ain't trying to get buck naked, you know, I ain't dangling and all that stuff. But I felt like getting naked and doing some moves. La, 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 la. I thought, girl, he almost brought the African out of me.
That's what
I'm glad
talking
you made
about.
Him stop. You know, I hear him playing them, too. I think he's playing them. He's still playing them up in the arm. Will you send him to? Will you send him to? The therapist?
Yeah.
I can hear him playing those things. He's slapping them down. I love the slap of a drum.
Yes, I do, too. I do, too. It does something. You can't help but move. I'm trying to tell you. You can't help but move.
You know, you can't be going all straightforward African because you're kind of top heavy, and you know what I'm saying.
What that got to do with the movement of my body in a spiritual sense?
That would stop the spiritual sense from going on. Everybody paying attention to your upper members. The reason why I spoke on your upper body was because you know when you see most African women in on TV movies and all that, they, you know, they're naked and their breasts are hanging out, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of hard to concentrate with your. Anyway, so let's change the subject. You might need therapy.
You came to the right place, baby.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Miss Pearlie, you kind of top heavy up there, and you know that would take a concentration off of the drum. Mm-hmm. You would have to crunch over and do the African dance.
Go low.
Hey, yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you something. How was your day today, though?
It was okay. It was very somber. I slept most of it, and when I wasn't sleeping, I don't know what the hell I was doing. Sometimes I order stuff and products like in mid sleep like state. You know, it was pretty good. Just to, you know, it wasn't a bad day. It was a very good and relaxing day for a change.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. How about you? How was your day?
My day was filled with baby pampers, baby coos, and smiles, and bottles, and
that's beautiful.
Birds tweeting and doggies running around,
mm-hmm.
and wanting some loveys as well, and video games
that's
from
beautiful.
A 9-year-old. So it was a beautiful day.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with that type of day. That's a good day.
Yeah, it was.
That's a good day.
And I'm looking forward to more days like that as well.
That's great. God bless you and your good days and that little new baby of yours.
Yes. Thank you. And yes.
Mm-hmm.
All praises go to the Most High, most definitely.
That's right. You know, while Rob was playing those drums, you should have went out and held that baby up to the moon.
Well, it's a little rainy out and a little cool, and he really doesn't need to be out there under that rain like that.
Yeah, maybe another day. Got to pick another
exactly.
day.
Yeah. One of these days.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if my son already did it with him. So.
I was just thinking that.
My husband actually did it with our kids. I used to look at him
mm-hmm.
like, okay, you know, it's
yeah,
all good.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it myself, yeah. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It is.
It's a beautiful thing. It's that spiritual as
mm-hmm.
well. People don't understand that, you know. They really don't.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in. You know, I know you gotta get over to the plantation and do your thing. You know, and deal with what you gotta deal with. You gotta live, and life happens. But I want to ask you what you brought for us to listen to tonight after that spectacular performance last night that kind of had the host in awe. Because he had never heard you go in like that before, you know.
Yeah. It was nice. It was a very, very lovely show last night. A lot of energy. The energy was so friggin' top-notch, you know what I'm saying? I was thankful to be able to perform that for him because I know what he's heard from me so far has been sappy. You know, I've been on my little sap kick. And so it felt good to just, you know, to dust one of those pieces off where I can, you know, show a little bit of excitement. It was good. It was, the whole show was nice. I was loving it.
Thank you. Well,
thank you. And to tonight, I bought something I don't think I've ever done before. It feels good to find something you never did before. But I don't even know what the flow is to it or whatever. I'm going to see if I can bring life to it. It's all about love. Okay, and I'll just share that with you guys, see if I can bring that to some, you know, put some life in it.
Awesome. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is there.
All right. Thank you, Miss Pearlie. I shall take a deep breath. Like everybody needs love. Love. Love needs to be loved, touched, loved. Pinch shit. Some never get it unless kicked in the ass by what we thought love was, or rather what we thought was love. Everyone deserves love, needs to be loved, fed love, plates of it like steak and thick, rich gravy. Love, spoonfuls. Love needs somebody. Somebody to hold on to it, who knows what to do with it, someone deserving of it, who won't take advantage of it, who won't twist the true meaning of it, leaving behind wounded citizens, ones innocent, and left paralyzed by its venom. Loneliness. Loneliness is not the fruit grown on love's tree. It's the poisonous seed, the unwanted kiss given by those who never knew the meaning of it. Those who were nurtured by its opposite. Love needs somebody to love it, to hold it by its face and slow and passionately kiss it fully and freely. Love needs somebody to love it, someone who wants it, not front it, not that falsified fake shit. Love needs somebody, somebody that embodies it, someone who oozes it, someone completely infected by it, someone contaminated by its fullness, straight from the root of it. That's where it's at, its strongest. Then that someone needs to start. That's when it's at its strongest. Then that someone needs to start a damn epidemic where everyone gets sick by it. Love sick, love sick. Somebody needs to be loved. Love needs somebody, somebody to love it. Everyone needs and deserves to be loved, even love. See, love needs to be loved. It's been broken. It's lost its meaning. It's hard to see it. Help me find it. I'd love to kiss it. Shit. Make love to it. Love needs somebody to love it. Somebody to love it. Did I mention that love needs to be loved? Shit. I love it. For real.
We all need love. And I love that piece, man. Man.
Thank you.
You know what? I don't know what to say. It's just everything you said in there is touching on something, and you're right. Man. It's a line in Stevie Wonder's song that says, love's in need of love today. I love that song, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and that piece was mm-hmm. awesome. I mean, it's like the rest of your pieces. It's just dope as fuck, man. You always bring it, whether you mm-hmm. are in the mood for it or not. You always bring it. You always have. You know. So
thank you, Sister Pearl. Thank you, Sister Pearl.
You're welcome, darling. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I truly appreciate it. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you on over there to the therapist. So I know you say you don't like therapists. I know you said that. But just walk down the hallway and, you know, you might catch a breeze of relief, you know. You might. You never know.
Yeah. You know, I'll accept it tonight. I'll accept it.
You'll accept it tonight?
I'll accept the therapy. Will she touch me?
Okay.
I think I need
if she wants to, if that's what you think is therapeutic, she may.
If that's what Van is doing back there, that's what I need. I want some of that, whatever that they've been giving Van. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I think you need to take that up with the therapist.
You know, I've heard that you've been giving her instructions. By the way, before I go, you know, I brought up Van's name. I don't want to leave out J-Rob because, you know, he gets, you know, sensitive.
He's starting trouble. Here you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, one love, Miss Pearly. Baby, baby, shaboy,
baby, baby.
Yeah. Take the socks off, baby.
That was for real, the poet, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Epiphany Radio. I'm the CEO of Raw Links. So I'm going over there to Facebook and tap into that page. Raw Links, be raw. And you get yourself some Raw Links. They're very, very healing pieces of jewelry. And I think everybody needs some Raw Links in their life. Now, I'm going to open up this next microphone to area code 302. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
La Perla Negra. You know who this be.
Hey. What's good? You want to let everybody know who you are?
It's anonymity. You've come to get my poetry fixed a little. You know, poetic therapy. So I'm here. And
that's what I'm
called. Shout out. Listen. Shout out to everything I caught and from the drums, and definitely our CEO. I mean, yes, that piece last night was everything for me because I never had a chance to. I never heard him. Not that I had a chance. I probably did, but I never heard it come like that from that perspective. And yeah, that was major for me. So. Big shout out for that, and good shout out to you for holding, you know what I'm saying, being my co-host, like helping me out with the past 2 weeks, you know, making sure that I don't stumble, and you had my back, and, you know, always, ain't nothing but love here, so I definitely had to come out and show you some love tonight as well.
Well, thank you. I got you. I told you that. You know, we at Epiphany, we look out for our own, you know, so that's how it is. It's like that.
The whole family, yes. True that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I figured I'd stop through with some on this night. I didn't realize until today, I looked to see my mother's post on Facebook, I'm not on social media much, that, yesterday was the anniversary of my nephew's passing. He passed at 21 due to his liver failure. And he would have been 27. It was his birthday, not his death day. It was his birthday yesterday. So, yeah, so I wrote a poem back then, and I actually shared it at his funeral, and I hadn't even read it since. So on a night full of therapy, I figured, you know, it is raining, and the time is right. I would share that poem.
Okay, well. Thank you for bringing that. Thank you for sharing that. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I never knew death could be so beautiful. In honor of the memory of my nephew, Darian Khalil Lyles. The way Serenity exposed herself as an expression of a carefree transition reminded me that fairy tales do come true. I watched you sleeping until my heart envied your peace and tranquility, until my body coveted your rest, until I held myself within these heavy arms, trying to carry the burdens of a torture endured from the heckling of each breath wasted for my existence of vanity. I never knew death through the nonstop labors of my chest, rising and falling, tracking the moments of my life, reminding me that for every up, there was a down. And the scars seem to be more prominent than the dynamics of an occasional smile. I never knew death could be so comforting. And as the prophecies admonish us that from ashes to ashes we return to dust, there's none exempt. But your homeboy, it was more made like a marriage in heaven. Unveiling your outer shell once again to return back into the earth's crust, reminding us in mourning that angels were truly meant to fly, and reminding us that before one can live, one must die. So I've been renewed by the promise of the Holy Spirit within my mind as I hold on to faith, recognizing that stars shine beyond the ones only visible in the night sky. I never knew death could be so inviting. Like watching its families and friends share a moment of laughter or shedding a tear in your memory. The gentleness of your spirit will continue to live on in heavy hearts. As we hold on to the precious memories cherished, as flashbacks of your smile remembered, always celebrating the life of an inspiration who smiled daily in the face of adversity by understanding God's promise is fulfilled in faith. I never knew death could be so motivational. Like holding on to hope when all seems lost, by witnessing life through your testimony, by understanding the path you walked wasn't intended for you, but for my journey. But to provide not only a sense of perseverance, you paved the way for those who need some direction, proving strength is for all who believe. And I watched as you fought the good fight, earning your stripes as a soldier enlisted within God's army. Before I fell down on bended knee, praising him at the moment, you transcended into heaven, doing what will always be remembered as your hour. I never knew your finest hour. I never knew death could be so beautiful. And peace.
Wow. Wow. That was... Oh, wow. Can you hear me? Because I had to put the phone down and pick up the little one.
Oh, I can hear you. I can hear you clearly.
That piece was really, really beautiful. Wow. And happy birthday. Happy heavenly birthday to your nephew. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I appreciate you coming through and giving that piece and being transparent with us. But I have to ask you, what do you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Well, every other Friday, so I was on last night. So not this coming Friday, but the following Friday, we present, Epiphany Radio presents, Iron Sharpens Iron, A Royal Pen's Perspective. It's a show where we come out and we seek feedback. Honest feedback, where if there's nail to, if it just, we want to fill your piece. It's where we, it's there to sharpen iron, to get that, you know, to share poetry and to share that it's an opportunity to be able to step in and, you know, just see how, what it is that, if, are you reaching your audience to the degree that you want to? And it's a place where, yeah, even the poetry that's brought on the show from the host and the co-host, it's an opportunity for everyone to chime in. And if it moves you, tell us that. We want to know that. And if you felt as though that there's a level that we have yet to reach, tell us that. Because if you see it there, you see the potential in, you know, in the writing, we want to make sure that we're sharpening iron to achieve what we the goals that we set within our pens. So that's pretty much what the show's about. And every other Friday, Epiphany Radio is, you know, that's what we do.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, last night's show was so dope. The vibe was we were just vibing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big conversation. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
yes.
This show is going, you know what, the show has staying power, it really does, and you are just like so natural at the host thing, man, and engaging people, it is awesome. Y'all have to excuse the bird, I got a little jungle thing going on in here, I told y'all all that.
Oh, no. You know, you talk about the energy. Like, I can't enough give a shout out to the energy that comes. I think when poets and writers and artists hear Iron Sharpens Iron, a Royal Pen's Perspective, like just to take a moment and focus on a Royal Pen's Perspective, I mean, the gift in your pen speaks volumes. And sometimes we don't even see that there.
Yeah.
Like, we don't see it for ourselves. Sometimes it's been said to me that, you know, sometimes your writing, it reaches people in ways that you can't even believe. And to have that gift, to be able to be transparent, to spill your emotions in a way that's art, is a beautiful thing to have. And that's what the show's about, inspire or be inspired.
I had someone tell me earlier, I said a piece to them earlier, and I'm actually going to get her brought out on one of those shows because she's amazing. She's one of the, it was actually a poem that she and another poet, very good friend of mine, did together that actually opened my heart, ear, mind, and soul to poetry. So, you know, she told me tonight, she said, "You're not going to like what I got to say." I said, "Give it to me raw."
I
was like that because that's where it comes from. And what she said was honest. So that's what the show's about. And, you know, as you speak about the energy, you know, I'm listening to your show, right? I'm listening to the show tonight. And I must say, first of all, I learned something. La Pearly. I like that. And, you know, the vibe and the art that comes through this show, now, that is a treat to behold. So, you know, the energy here. Yeah, Iron Sharpened Iron does what it does. And all, man, listen, it's all the shows. I had an opportunity a couple weeks back just to jump out and try to jump on every show. I got to catch Tuesday. I got to get my Tuesdays together. But it's Epiphany, Family, Epiphany Radio. And it's different energy. That's the crazy part. It's great energy on all shows, but different energy on all shows. It's just it's an expression unlike anything. So shout out to Epiphany Radio, but definitely shout out to you and all the listeners, callers, the sharers, the artists, and for welcoming me. I couldn't be more more thrilled, more happy, and more humbled by it.
Thank you. All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you on over there to the therapist's office, and you're going to blow up some steam or whatever you need to get off your chest. Thank you for coming through. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a small music break for a couple of minutes. Tend to my beautiful grandson, and I will be right back.
Came in with sights, dancing through, and I was glad.
Welcome back. That song gave me just enough time to change the shirt and the pamper. And he got me good. He peed everywhere. I'm going to open up this next microphone to another caller. Every code 518, welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Hi. Oh my goodness! It's just my buddy. It's my buddy.
Yeah, this is. The extra deep voice is not my doing. It's not my doing.
Goodness,
my throat.
Like your voice. My goodness.
I don't sound myself.
Oh my.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I still think you're falling in, even though you know you're supposed to be resting. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Can I ask you how you're feeling tonight?
Well, I've been in my chest being blowed and squeezing my lungs. I'm pretty good. And this thing in my throat, which I don't understand what it's doing. But we're going to have fun with it. While it's here, we're going to mark and remember that we had this voice this deep at this time without trying, just like breathing. It just came out. So, I always wanted to have a Barry White voice, and now I got one. Unfortunately, thanks to COVID. Thanks, COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do have one. Are you really enjoying the deep baritone? Huh?
No, I don't really enjoy it, but I'm about to enjoy what I'm about to do with it, though. I'm about to do some things with it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, because I'm a little, my arms is occupied, so I'm not really going to be able to mute myself, but we do want to hear what you brought for us to listen to tonight, and I know you need to get back to resting anyway. So whenever you're ready,
I'm going to say this and get out the way. All right, so let me just do this real quick, of course.
Okay.
Just tell me if that's too loud.
That's good.
Do you know what it feels like to wake up lonely? The warmth of your body next to mine, gone. Sheets not able to tell me where you left. My skin has gone deaf, accustomed to the tune of your sound, your wavelength, the hum of your mouth, the passionate noise, poise. I searched my mind's eye for it, the memory of you compromised, tasting the sweat and magenta, how your face gathers at an angle in the throes of an orgasm that relaxes into a smile. I can wrap your moans around my manhood, wet either way, received or given. Pauses are eccentric, odd, as our bodies contort for pleasure's sport. We'll feel the pain of efforts later. These orgasms greater than our age or our reach. Our imagination is a central field, this sensation. How you touch your lips, how your tongue introduces me to want. The closing of your eyes, the connection of the physical to the tree of spirit, and we bear fruit. Our pursuit, chasing the wheel of pleasure, places that know not sun, but will be kissed and lit, intimacy, flickering against nipple and clit. The soul, do you feel good when I Do you feel good where I do you want me there when I squeeze tighter there? I love it when you stare and maintain eye contact when your lips hide me. This bed empty. I'm trying to remember how your hands shape me from capillaries to cap flush, giving rise to the power of my breast, the scent of musk collected on pillows, remembering candles. I know not where you've gone. I search my memory like a book in a library I need to loan. I'm missing you. I'm missing the moan.
You know what? Even though you don't sound like you, you still sound like you, which is always good. Always a good thing, and I always look forward to hearing from you. And I don't know who you're making love to in that piece, but she's a lucky girl. Mm-hmm. It's all right. But that sounds like you're going from spiritual love right there. Touching her soul, and it tastes so good, and my goodness. I want to hear somebody say that about me.
Yeah, well, COVID got me imagining things.
Imagining. Oh, that's all right. All right. But can you got enough strength? Can you muster up enough strength to tell everybody what you got going on in your hidden universe? Okay, before I let you go on over there to the therapist's office, they probably going to send you home now.
Okay. Yeah, not until then. No, we're in the quarantine. We ain't even going to make it over there. Okay. I'm going to see. I don't really feel well enough to do this interview. I got to feel like ill-prepared because of everything that just happened. So I'm going to see if I can take a rain check and postpone the interview with Jessica Holtz next month if we can fit into the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come up with something good for that evening. Who knows? Maybe a hybrid show. Fun. Fun for everyone. Hopefully I'll be further along. Other than that, you should be rocking.
All right. Okay. I appreciate that, and I appreciate you coming through. Now you go back on and get you some rest. Try to stop talking so much. All right? I feel
that's
better soon.
Right.
I got a little one here talking at me now. One love, one mic.
All
right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mojave. And everybody wishing well, because he's not feeling well at all. And I got a little one here that's talking at me. Let me see if I can work this out. I don't know what his problem is sometimes. I don't know whether he's just being greedy or he just want to be in a certain position, but I am officially on grandma's duty. So I'm going to open up this next microphone to area code 410. Welcome to Poetic Thirst. You really have on the mic.
Hey, La Perla Negra, it's Lips.
Hey, Miss Lips, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I hear you doing great over there with grandbaby.
I'm trying. I need about four arms instead of two. Girl, while I was playing my Tina Marie, I was trying to change him just to pamper. Okay, because
uh-huh.
He made a mess. But then I take the pamper off, clean his butt, and I'm getting ready to put the other one on, and he just peed everywhere. I'm like, oh, Lord, that's changing. That's changing. One, two, Lord, have mercy. And I was trying
to get
him.
How the boys get you, man?
Yeah, I was trying to get him back in my arms so I could put the bottle in his mouth because I knew he was hungry. He had just woke up. Said, let me hurry up in your mouth. You know, the booby juice is nice and warm because it's been defrosted and heated up, you know, just the way it comes out of mama. And he was good until he
okay.
had
oh, Lord.
he's sweet. He is sweet. He got a little attitude, but he's sweet. I'm enjoying it. So,
okay,
how was your day?
It's been a quiet day. I went through an ordeal yesterday. I had to have a colonoscopy, and the anesthesia didn't want to let me go, so I was sleeping off and on all day yesterday. But I feel a little back to normal today.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, that anesthesia can it's a doozy. It is
yeah.
a doozy. And some people, it lingers a little bit longer than others. I know I sleep for about 2 days after I have a procedure done if I have to be under for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I understand. I do. As long as I get home to my bed, I'm good.
Right, yeah. right. That was all I wanted. I wanted to get back home so I could relax.
Exactly. But
it's always too cold in the hospital.
Ma, you know why they do that. They do that to keep the germs down because the hospital is the one place where if you ain't sick, you might get sick.
right.
but it is great hearing from you as always. And I'd like to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
I brought a piece that I wrote a little while back called Trusted Keys.
Okay. Right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. If I gave you the key to my heart, would you handle it with care, love, and protect it? Would you defend it against all hurt, harm, and danger from those who take my kindness for weakness? Or would you lock it away and move on, forgetting that I entrusted the most precious part of me to you and discard me to sit alone and wait, praying for you to see my worth? These are questions I ask whenever you're near, wondering if I should speak my inner musings, tell you that I can't get you out of my mind, that the sound of your voice makes my temperature rise, and the sight of your warm, melanated skin makes me shudder. And the thought of your thick, juicy lips on mine creates a rainforest. If I told you that I scribbled your name, would you think me childish? Be turned off by my girlish infatuations? Or would that thought make a black man blush and want to explore my womanhood, mind, body, and soul? Could you see yourself loving me truly, trusting me with your key too? Or am I just falling for a dream? So tell me, if I gave you the key to my heart, what would you do with it? In peace.
Wow. Girl, sound like you've been up in my head. This is beautiful.
Thank
it
you.
Was. Those are the kind of questions that we want answered. We want to know. But as far as I go, I don't want to have to verbalize it. I want to be
right.
able to you show that to me. That I can, all of my questions have been answered by your presence and the content of your character, you know?
Right.
Man, that was really, really beautiful. I love those questions and that piece was so dope. Ooh, that's a good one. Excuse me, I have to revert back to baby talk. Baby talk. That was a good one. This is what... Thank you, Ms. Liz, my diva. I am going to send you over to the therapist's office. I don't know which one is open, but somebody
now listen.
Is waiting for you to
I heard Arthur Larry Maddox for real talking about he wanted somebody to rub on him. They tell me I got good hands, so I might have to go find him over there.
Ooh, all right. That was worth that therapy. That ain't so not on the wood.
All right, Diva.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, girl.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Now, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Well, I'm glad you waited until the last caller finished because the show is over. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every one of you that called in, all the poets with your unique styles and personalities and the beautiful poetry. And the transparency that you shared with us tonight. As always, you are awesome, okay? I'll try to deal with this little wiggle worm right now. But as my closing statement always goes, I want you to get that good relationship going with yourself. Yes, that's where spirit lies. Continue to love yourself. Continue to respect one another and show love to each other. And guess what? If you're not feeling good, use common sense and just stay away from people until you do. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, this was an awesome show. And I'm going to think I'm going to take you out with, let me see if I can find a song for you. How about this one? With that, I'm going to say, hey.
Like nothing I ever known. Her eyes shine like diamonds in a field of snow. The man that destiny led her to meet made her feel that life was now complete. Thousand days has passed, the night's gone by.
That makes you cry. You'll end up killing all the enough.